Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, guys and gals, it's Monday, I'm sorry. But we gotta get today started, so what better way to do it than with the BTN News Show? Of course, I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger, and not really happy to be on a Monday either, right along with you. It is September 21st, 2015. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. I do have some good news for all you Apple people out there that ordered your phone. It looks like your phone, you might be getting it a little early. Seems a lot of customers' iPhone 6 and 6S Pluses have a current status of preparing for shipment. Other customers have actually received a notice that their smartphones are now being shipped from China. Of course, with every good news, I gotta tell you, I got some bad news, particularly if you're in New York or Philadelphia. You might be getting your phones a little bit delayed. Why? Well, it's the Pope's fault. Seems with Pope Francis coming this week, because of tight security concerns and all that, your phones might be put on hold. Of course, you do always have that option of standing in line at the Apple Store, so you're not completely out of luck, especially if you didn't get your pre-order in. As for our New York and Philadelphia listeners, remember, the Pope is on Twitter. You can always voice your opinions there. Just try to be polite as possible. It is the Pope, after all. Staying with a bit of Apple news and going on over to App Store in China. Seems that the App Store in China for Apple, it's got malware. Imagine that, malware in China. Now, usually when we talk about Apple and we talk about the App Store, we think, ooh, thank goodness for security. But it seems, though, that hackers in China have found a way to, get malware into some of the apps in the Chinese App Store. They're actually using altered versions of Apple's development tool, Xcode. And that's how they were able to slip in malware into apps being built by unaware devs. So what happens if you say you've downloaded one of these apps in the Chinese App Store? What happens to your phone? Well, they collect the phone's name, the UUID, the language and country, current time, and network type. Then that data is encrypted and sent to servers. Now, no, it's not like they stole your credit card information or all that, but let's face it, we don't really want to be tracked by people we don't really know who's tracking us. The bigger issue, though, is that it got past those Apple people in China. Maybe Mr. Cook needs to get on a plane and visit China and see what the hell is actually going on over there. I'd hate to think that the App Store is turning into the Play Store. Hey, while we're speaking of privacy and taking your information and basically just blunt and telling you, yeah, that's what we're doing, let's talk about AVG. You all know about AVG if you're on a Windows machine particularly. Yes, it's that free scanning antivirus software. It's wonderful. Used to be a great product. And if you don't have any problem with basically disclosing all of your information to them, then you might want to keep using it. And now the security firm is actually admitting to you it can make money from its free offerings with non-personal data. Okay, non-personal data, not so big. Wait a second. This non-personal data includes your device brand, language, apps in use, among other things. Now, according also to the updated privacy policy from AVG, they've also used cookies to track your searches and your activities on websites, apps, and other products. And then they'll sell those to anonymous data profilers. Well, I guess there's a few ways you can look at the store. You can look at AVG and say, well, at least they're just telling me blankly, yeah, we're taking your crap, and we're going to track everything you do. So if you're okay with that, go ahead and continue using that free service. Personally, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, because right now, when I see AVG, all I see is ain't very good. Be forewarned, Facebookers. We've been hearing a lot of talk about that Facebook dislike thing. You know, you're going to have a dislike button or whatever. Well, it's not exactly official yet, so don't fall for all this scam crap out there that's going around. Yes, it seems that users are being targeted in a scam that offers them a chance to install a dislike button. Don't freaking do it. It's going to start your Monday off bad if you do. What it does is it allows users into allowing a rogue application to access their profile page, and then it's going to post spam to, you know, pretty much everywhere. It also attempts to lure people into completing an online survey for which the scammers are paid money. Of course, if you're already screwed and you've downloaded the dislike button feature, well, that's pretty much who you are, screwed. Not a whole lot you can do right now to get rid of it. A spokesperson over at Facebook said it regularly warns users about rogue applications, and they always encourage people do not click on links that appear suspicious. He actually went on to say anyone can write a Facebook app. These scams are constantly springing up. Oh, okay, well, I guess you just kind of wash your hands of it then, don't you, over there in Zuckerland. You know, with 1 billion people using your service now, maybe you need a little bit more protocols about people who can make apps for your service. Who'd actually thought we'd get even worse malware than we'd find on Google Play? Yeah, we have. It's over at Facebook now. And finally, let's give a big, warm, happy birthday to the Emoticon. Yes, the Emoticon, or emoji for short, was invented 33 years ago on Sunday. It was actually a collaboration of members from the CMU computer science community and was first used on online bulletin boards to share information, make announcements, and chat. Seems a lot of posts or jokes that people weren't getting. That's why they needed to tell people, hey, this is funny, or I'm not being rude. Hence came the Emoticon. Funny enough, though, the main inventor of the Emoticon, Dr. Fallum, actually does not like the current emojis. He said, it's very interesting that Microsoft and AOL now intercept these character strings and turn them into little pictures, saying it destroys the element of the original. So, happy birthday, Emoticon. May you continue to evolve our communication to help us become even lazier when communicating in the future. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. You know what to do. Screw it. Just go on home. No. I'm kidding. Just get through it as best you can. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.